Hello everyone, and welcome to Talkie Talks Manga, episode 14. My name is Leah, and today is going to be like the Yokai Power Hour, but it's not going to be an hour because I can't talk by myself for an hour, because you all know me, and you all know when I'm talking by myself, episodes are usually about 20 or so minutes long, usually less. Today, I'm going to be talking about how yokai are affecting manga nowadays, and how most manga I have been seeing recently have had yokai or ghouls, goblins, monsters. And Wikipedia states that a yokai are a class of supernatural monsters, spirits, and demons in Japanese folklore. And since manga is made by Japan, a lot of the monsters they will call yokai. And I'm going to just dabble on three manga that I've recently found, all of which contain yokai. I am not going to go into depth about them, but I'm going to go into depth about the yokai boom, as I will call it. And the three mangas are A Terrified Teacher at Ghoul School, ghouls, another word that you can use for yokai, because they are basically what we would consider demons. Yokai is basically, I would assume, the Japanese word for these demons, which it also states in the wiki article. I may also add a Wikipedia article about yokai to this episode. Okay, and that was the first one. The second one is Yokai Girls. Basically, a bunch of female yokai, and so on and so forth. Kind of get the gist from the title. And finally, there is one called Yokai Rental Shop. As you can see, if there's three books already, that each one of them only has two volumes out thus far, and still can have a long way to go. I'm not saying the stories of them are simply revolved around the yokai. They do have much more in-depth stories within them, but a lot of the characters contained in all of these stories are what are seen as monsters, yokai, demons, as you would. And it seems that a lot of the new manga are revolving around the monster trend, or I'm calling it right now the yokai trend, because yokai is such an interesting word because that refers to specifically Japanese monsters. But manga doesn't always revolve around these Japanese monsters. Sometimes they refer to other monsters that are outside of that realm, like, say, a yeti or so on and so forth. There are a whole bunch of different monsters within the realm of possibility. We have talked about monsters before in a past episode where I specifically spoke of monsters. And those monsters may also be considered yokai in a sense, but they were called monsters in their specific realm. In these ones, they are specifically targeting yokai monsters, so Japanese monsters, because these stories are placed specifically in Japan. There are other stories that aren't specifically placed in Japan because of how the manga artist created it, which is great and all, but the specific boom of monster appreciation that I've been seeing slowly creeping up in the upcoming years, possibly even decades, is that monsters are becoming the main source of manga attraction. Yes, there's still like the school slice of life sort of thing in the romance, but having it not be completely reality seems to be a very strong appeal in manga. Like, let's look at Fairy Tail. It's clearly not reality. There's magic, there's monsters, there's dragons. It's not real, but so many people love it. Same thing with One Piece. All of the big name manga that we all know and love has no form of reality in it. Like, yes, there are humans in it, but those humans are not similar to us. We can't relate ourselves 100% to these people. Yes, we can be like, oh, I wish I was Natsu, or I wish I was Luffy. But can we be them? No. We do not have supernatural powers as people. It would be great if we did. Jeez. The possibilities are endless if we had magic and superpowers and so on and so forth. But what would we do if we were placed in a world like that, that had monsters and had things like that? Would we be the protagonist of the story? Or would we just be one of the random characters in the story having to live our day-to-day life knowing that there are these supernatural things going on? If you take the perspective of a third-party character that is never really discussed, but you see a person in the background, and you see that person very frequently in the background of your manga, what is the backstory of that character? He has none. There is none. He's just a character. He was just placed there for plot convenience, so on, so forth. There are a bunch of reasons why he might be there. But he's not the main plot of the story. He's just a character that is used out of pure convenience. And perhaps that person is so bland, so boring, so ordinary, that if they wrote an actual storyline around him, it would be the dullest thing to read in this universe, that no human being would want to read it. As such, they always make stories about perhaps a normal guy or semi-normal guy or what have you, but he seems like a normal guy. He seems perfectly and utterly ordinary, but there's always one thing about them that's not ordinary. They have a supernatural power that they just found out about. Ooh. Or they were never ordinary, but they tried to live an ordinary life until the unordinary was kind of just like, hey, we're here now. We're going to just hang out with you and be buddy-buddy. That's how they make things interesting in manga, at least in my perspective. When I read a story, it always starts out relatively ordinary, unless I'm reading one that's completely out of this world, and then that's just wow. But it always starts off with a fairly ordinary guy or girl or what have you, starting off like that and then burst into the unordinary. Because ordinariness is boring. Like, the ordinary day-to-day life that we as people live can be pretty damn boring. If there was nothing in our life to excite us, we would basically be living everyday life as dull sheep, in a sense. Like, say you work all the time, and when you come home, all you do is sleep. Routine is boring. We all know this, and we all understand that the idea of a routine schedule and all of that stuff is extremely boring, extremely dull. All right, back on topic of yokai. Yokai are there to make life interesting in manga. Yokai are always the characters that change things. And yes, I know there's Yokai Watch, and no, I have not watched or read Yokai Watch, mainly because it does not seem like something that I would find intriguing. Like, yes, the whole title of Yokai Watch seems great, but it seems extremely childish and makes me think of Pokemon, and I barely even watched all of Pokemon, and don't get me started on all of that kerfuffle. It is just, it's too much for my small, insignificant brain to handle. Okay, yokai are monsters. Yes, we've established this. But if you were to go to Japan, would you actually see an actual yokai? No, that is very doubtful, because they are not specifically real. They are folklore. They are legends. They are not real creatures. Like, for example, in Totoro, Totoro can only be seen by a young child, and basically he can only be seen by a young child because he is not real. He is imaginary. He is a figment of child wonder and awe of the world. I've seen Totoro enough times to basically kind of make assumptions about it. I'm not gonna say this is what Hayao Miyazaki planned Totoro to be. It's my own opinion about it and what I perceive him to be. There are other people who have thought Totoro is actually a god of death. I do not agree with that, but hey, to each their own. Why the story is children can only see the supernatural. Okay, let's put it out there. If you are a child and you see something that a grown-up does not see, does that mean it does not exist? Maybe, maybe not. Perhaps it is actually possible that a young child can see what us as grown-ups and adulting adults, or non-adulting adults, depending on how you are, view the world. I will give you an example of my own life experience. When I was roughly early in my teens, I was watching a late night movie. I think it might have been the parody of Star Wars. I forget the actual title, but it's the parody of Star Wars, maybe. And I was watching it downstairs in my grandmother's apartment when she wasn't there. And I saw out of the corner of my eye this glowing light. The only light that was actually there was the television. I didn't have any other lights on. So I kind of stared at this glowing light for a little bit out of the corner of my eye, and it slowly started turning into a person. That was my first experience seeing a ghost. Was it real? Was it just made up in my head? I have absolutely no idea. But I remember vaguely now, since it's been a very long time, that I saw something that was not physically there. And I found that to be a very odd experience as to why I saw this thing at that specific time. But then after that time, I never saw it again because I matured, I grew up, and I no longer saw anything weird. Even as a kid, I kind of had imaginary, like, friends. I don't recall them. I don't recall anything about it. But I vaguely think I did have people that I would talk to in my head. But as I grew up, they kind of disappeared. If you've experienced something similar, do tell me. It would be awesome to kind of hear about these kind of experiences too. I'm really into the unnatural sort of thing, and that's also kind of why I wanted to do this episode of kind of yokai-ness, because yokais are not natural. They're not really created by us. They're created by people who want to make their lives kind of unnatural in a sense. And it's really cool how there are specific types of yokai, like, for example, a kappa, that you could basically alter kappa's looks, perspectives, anything like that. But the main thing about kappas is they are tricky little yokai that have a little dish on their head and love cucumbers. They can be as big or as small or as whatever you want, but they're still gonna look somewhat turtle-ish with a little dish on their head. But you can make their personality any way you want. I have seen so far perhaps 3 different books that had different yokai. For example, in Gintama, there is an episode where there is a kappa alien guy. They made him an alien instead of a yokai as he would actually be, and he was very vocal and very everything like that. There is another manga I read that I may talk about in a later episode about this, because it's like a completed manga that's a few years old, and there is a scene with a kappa. He doesn't talk whatsoever, but he looks like the stereotypical kappa, where it's basically a turtle with a beak and has a little dish on his head. And he's completely like the typical ordinary kappa view. But kappas don't have to look typically ordinary. They can be as big or as small as you want. Even in one of the most recent ones, the one I talked about, the Ghoul School, it also has kappos in it. in a recent chapter that I read, and they look also like stereotypical kappas, but I believe they had teeth or something, which I wouldn't assume a kappa to actually have teeth. But yeah, any form of yokai, actually, they haven't been specifically written down that they are exactly gonna look like this. You cannot change the way they look. They are like this. There's the Snow Woman one, where it's basically supposed to be a beautiful woman. A beautiful woman can be perceived in multiple different ways. Some beautiful women may have long hair and big, beautiful eyes. There is a stereotypical beautiful woman, and then there's your specific view of a beautiful woman. It basically depends on what you find would be how you want this yokai that you are creating to look. Yes, there's specific box that you need to fill, but there's still room to play around. With every yokai, there is room to play around with. They have no specific clear box that you need to. Yes, there are a few like gray areas that need to be checked off to make it so it's clearly, oh, this is this yokai because it has this trait. If you're telling me that this is, say, a doula or whatever, and it does not have the correct traits for that yokai, I am not going to believe that it is actually that yokai. Unless I have absolutely no idea about this yokai, and it just tells me its name and says, this yokai does this thing, whatever. I'll be like, oh, okay, then it's this yokai. But if I do my research on something and I realize, wait, this is not like what the yokai actually is supposed to be, then, well, the manga artist is not doing their homework, and basically, I'm just believing what the manga artist is making me believe. And if you actually really do like monsters, which, as a child, when I was younger, there was this book in my local library, which no longer exists anymore. Well, does exist, but moved. There was a book specifically about monsters. Not yokai specifically, but like more Western-ish monsters. Like unicorns and dragons and goblins of the sort. And it would basically have the stereotypical picture of it and a little bit of information about each monster, and it would go a little bit more in depth in things as well. And I love this book. It was great. I think I took it out a few times, but I never fully read it. I kind of just looked at it and admired it because of how awesome monsters were and fantasy life and how the unnatural was just so amazing. And I think that's also a reason why I got interested in manga, because it's not natural, it's all fiction, it's not real. Your real life cannot be as awesome as a manga, but you always wish it was, huh? You always wish your life could be as cool as a manga. There are those few mangas that are actually have a speck of realism in that, but like, stories seem so incredible that you couldn't even think your life could be that awesome. There are the few people who have actually really awesome lives, but that's usually thanks to their whatever they have that is totally awesome and so on and so forth. Perhaps money, perhaps fame, perhaps, yeah, it's usually one of those two. But anyway, there are such great things in manga that aren't real. Like yokai, if yokai were real, this world would be so awesome. And, well, I don't really know what else to say besides thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to my rambling about yokai and non-yokai related stuff. Monsters, ghouls, give or take. if you are actually interested in yokai and want to read kind of more recent books that depict yokai, I would suggest for those who really do enjoy yokai and actually kind of more of the lore, I would say Yokai Rental Shop, because that is fully yokai and how yokai could help people at a price, of course. If you're more into modern day sort of hip and want your yokai to be only female, Yokai Girls is your best bet. If you like school life and all that stuff, then A Terrified Teacher at Ghoul School is your best bet, because that is yokai and a teacher school setting. Great if you like school life. So thank you guys all for listening. My last episode didn't get any listens to as of yet that I can see. I'm gonna also try posting these on my Instagram page as well. I won't be posting the actual, like, this view of me speaking, but I will be posting the website, and you could listen. You could come from Instagram and come and listen. That would be great, because I know some of the people on my Instagram are really great and they always like my stuff, and my Twitter is basically dying. I forgot to say this last time, but yeah, you can email me at TalkieTalksManga if you have any emails, any interest, any mangas that you want me to talk about. I really need content and I really want some help. So if there's anyone out there who would be willing to help me in this small little podcast I made a little, well over a year ago now, and kind of just let slowly die for a while and then came resurfacing back to life, please, if there's anyone who wants to help, I'd be more than happy to take that help. If there's anyone who actually wants to talk to me about this, maybe not as a podcast episode, but just talk with me and we can have a little discussion and maybe I can bring it up in one of my episodes and, you know, get the ball rolling for things. I never really make a script for any of this and I really should. I think for my next episode, I'm really going to make a script. I'm really going to, like, try working hard, because the next thing I want to talk about might be something that I really need to deeply discuss. And I'm going to make my titles a little bit more not the name of the book, but actually, like, a pretty cool thing. Because in this one, I'm talking about, I spoke of three different mangas. I'm not going to plug in every single one of the mangas. If you want to read the mangas, I will possibly add them at the end, and you could read them at your leisure. Don't think there's animes for them yet. There may be. I haven't really looked into it. Next manga I'm going to talk about, I see it on my bookshelf. There's only one volume of it. And it's going to be about aliens, guys. So be prepared. Any of you people who enjoy aliens, come and have a listen. If you're new and just started listening, do listen to my later episodes. The one episode I had with Colton is basically the one episode where I got, like, the most views. And basically, that's thanks to Colton and his audience. Which, God, he is a great senpai. I care for him dearly. And hopefully I do meet him this year. I have spoke to him about that. But my life is being a little hectic. And seems so is his. But I do want to meet him before 2019. Because, well, just 2019. Yeah. Okay, guys. So, follow me on Doggy Talks Manga on Twitter. My own Twitter is Irene Tears. And, I'll see you in a few weeks, guys. I am not going to, cut anything out, because banter is what I'm good at. All right. Take care, everyone, and have a nice day.